Galesburg's Morning News.
Well, an iconic store, been in downtown Galesburg for just a few years now. Going to be closing down, time to call it a career. The Continental has been around for 120 years here in downtown Galesburg, serving your clothing needs. And my goodness, what an iconic store and name here in Galesburg. Good morning. It is 7:47. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman here on your Friday morning. Happy Veterans Day once again. And our guest this morning, the owner of the Continental, Pat Burns, joining us this morning. Pat, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning.
Fine. Thanks so much for coming in with us. You know, we were just talking off the air a little bit about how long you'd been in the current building since 1998, but 120 years. That is an amazing run. As I said, an icon here. I mean, I know for me growing up in Oneida, that's, you know, when we're looking for school clothes, that's always one of the places we went next to OT's there on,
that's right,
on Main Street. And a lot of people that grew up here or around the area, are obviously, and I'm hoping you have people coming in currently and you're hearing some of those stories.
We've had some great stories the last few days. Almost two guys right in a row. I bought my first suit at the Continental in 1949.
Wow.
The next guy was 1950. So, I mean, you know, and they're just, and they've been customers over the years, so we've traded with them a long time and enjoyed their business, obviously, mm-hmm. but we've treated them right, so they've kept coming back, you know.
I suppose that'll be one of the hardest parts about closing the business, is that you probably won't be running into a lot of these people again that you have become.
Yeah, the interaction day to day has just been great. And, you know, they're customers, but they're also friends. You live with them through their weddings, their funerals. It's, you know, it's tough times at times to deal with that, but you help them as best you can, you know.
120 years. Talk a little bit about your family and their involvement and kind of the history.
Well, it originally started, my great-grandfather and his brother were hired by a couple guys out of Chicago. There were five or six Continentals at one time, Illinois and Wisconsin. And they were hired. They had a store over in Iowa, and they were hired. So they came over and started and ran it. I don't know exactly when. I'm going to say the mid-20s, the guy who had them wanted to get out. So if the managers wanted them, then they bought them. And that's when my family bought it. You know, my great-grandfather and grandfather bought it at somewhere along in that time. And they were the Littles, and that came from my mother's side of the family. But so...
How about as far as you, I mean, did you grow up, I'm sure you helped out working in the business growing up. I mean, was there ever any doubt in your life that's what you were going to be doing? Or?
You know, there wasn't. I mean, absolutely grew up. We, back at the old store that not too many people remember anymore, was on the south side of Main Street. And we'd go to the West or the Orpheum in the mid-50s, go to the show. We'd go over to the store and play hide-and-seek in the basement. Turn out the lights and wait for Dad to go home, and he'd take us home. And that happened to my kids. And later on, same type of a deal. But I think the first time I remember I started running errands, I was 8 or 9 years old. You know, and just we wanted to be around the store. That the Continental was part of the Little and Burns family. It was just so. We enjoyed growing up with the Continental. You know. Mm-hmm.
And then at what age did, you probably learned a little bit as you went from even the time you're 8 and 9 and running errands. And then at what point was it when you were a teenager or a little beyond that where, you know, Dad said, okay, here's the economics, here's everything you need to know?
Well, we all worked in high school part-time when we could. And when we were in college, we worked part-time. And kind of right at the end of college, I worked for a little while in St. Louis. Dad had a little health scare. He said, why don't you come back? This was right at the end of 1971. I said, well, let me give him a couple weeks here. And then, so I personally full-time started December 18th, 1971. So I've stayed there the whole time and enjoyed working with my father. He was, I don't know, you guys might not have known him, but he was a wonderful man, and I've heard that many times the last couple of days.
I'm sure as a youngster, I probably met him.
He was there.
So you mentioned you were in St. Louis for a little bit out of college. Were you working in retail or retail management? Or
no, I was in. I was working for a clothing manufacturer. Wholesale part of it.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
So there were still ties.
It was Tom Sawyer Boys Clothes.
Okay.
El Dorado was the name of it. Yeah,
okay. Pat Burns joining us, the owner of the Continental. You mentioned, and I had just heard this the other day, we were talking about it, that you had at one time been on the south side of Main Street. It was on one of the corners, is that right?
It was the People's Building, which was where they tore our building down when they built that new Walgreens.
Okay.
It's no longer Walgreens.
Right,
but yeah.
Right. Where 156 East is at
that's
now,
right.
Yeah.
We had an L-shaped store. Walgreens was on the corner, and they had a lunch counter. But then we came in on Main Street and then came out on Prairie also. And the boys' department was on Prairie Street. Okay. Next to, like, the barbershop along in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I don't. I only remember... What
143, which is where the Red Cross.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved across the street in 61.
I remember
rolling racks across the street.
That's why I don't remember. I wasn't born until 62.
That had to be pretty good situation to be right next to O.T. Johnson's there, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of high-powered retail in Galesburg.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, downtown Galesburg.
Well, that's the other thing we were talking a little bit off the air about, the change of you've seen over the years. And you know, I mean, because at one time, you had the locals, including yourself and OTs. But then you had, and I don't know when some of these came in, but the national chains, the Sears and the Pennies and the Carsons and those.
They were there, probably 30s and 40s. They were there, yeah. They were. So it was, downtown was just booming at that time with the retail, and, you know, all the shoe stores, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that when I was young. And then, of course, Sandberg Mall came. And did that have a big impact on you or more so on some of the other businesses?
I think probably more so on the other businesses. They wanted us to move out there, but we owned our own building. We thought, no, we're established that we're going to stay where we were. So I think some of the smaller places probably suffered. You know, and maybe a little bit more of the women's businesses. Men's business is a little different. It's just, it's expensive to get in because you got to carry, you know, the higher ticket items, suits, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, people, downtowns, and anybody, people want men's stores. It's not quite as much as it was at that time, but
Yeah, and I don't know what it's like in a lot of other communities. I don't know that it's a dying breed because you've got, you know, a lot of the chains now, whatever, Men's Warehouse, those type of places. But, I mean, I know there are communities still, like I recall in Decatur. In fact, I have a friend that lives up in the suburbs now that it was in Decatur at one time, and he still orders from it's downtown Decatur, small and a way smaller store than what you have or have ever had. I can't remember the name of it now. But yeah, just it's locally owned and operated and straight men's higher-end things, just like you guys. And it still does really, really well.
We, back in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, we sold Levi's by the bucketful, but that was before they gave them to the pennies, etc. I had one guy come in the other day, and he said when he was a kid, his mother used to take him to pennies, and we bought our jeans. He said we started baling hay. He said my brother and I just couldn't wait to get to the Continental because we wanted Levi's. So then they thought they were really big time to buy Levi's at the Continental.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
You mentioned there were some other Continentals. Are any of those still going?
The last one that I had a friend was up in Oshkosh, and it had the same logo and everything as ours, but I think it closed 1973, 74, somewhere. So I think there was Canton at one time, maybe Springfield. I don't know exactly all of them, but
Talking with Pat Burns, owner of the Continental, they're going to be calling it a career, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Take a quick break here, and we'll come back with more at 7:56 Galesburg's Morning News.
L.com.
Continental Clothing Store, they're going to shut it down after 120 years in business. Pat Burns, the owner, it's time to call it a career and maybe relax a little bit. Talking with Pat this morning here. You talk. We talk a little about, of course, your father involved in the business, and you growing up, and decided to come back and help out. But you've got kids as well, and times change. So your kids decided not to go that route, but they're also you'll get to this as well. But they're going to keep you a little bit more busy as well,
right,
once you're retired.
Yeah. Well, I was very fortunate when I told the kids this summer. I've known for a little bit myself. And they said, we want to help you. So they've all come back. They're all working today. You know, they've been here all week. One of them flew in from North Carolina, Milwaukee, and Urbana. And they're, along with my wife, we're all, and we're just thrilled they're here. We've got one little granddaughter, because my children are the fifth generation to work. We thought we could get my little five-year-old granddaughter to be a greeter, to be the one time to be the sixth generation.
So oh, wow. That's
you
nice.
Know. So, but I'm very grateful to my wife and family for all the support, really.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. What a neat story. You know, you were talking about how you took over from your dad, and I couldn't help but think of It's a Wonderful Life, because in that, when Jimmy Stewart comes back to work at the building and loan, and, you know, he really kind of wanted to get out and see the world and do other things, and he found himself in a lot of blessings back in his hometown.
Right.
Do you ever have that feeling, I want to get away for a while?
Or? You know, I did. I went away to college and stuff. So, I mean, I was away, you know, but what a great place to raise your children in Galesburg. I mean, that was very happy to have been able to do that, really. Mm-hmm. And we've had great help at the store over the years. Just my right-hand man, Doug Larson's been with me about 27 or 28 years. And
wow.
He's just been very faithful, and I thank him, too.
I mean, obviously, a lot of great memories over the years. Is there anything in particular that sticks out, or just is it more, you know, the people, the customers, the friends?
Yeah, it's just, it's all in one package. Mm-hmm. I had headaches? Sure I have, you know, but I've enjoyed what I've done, basically, and I might have missed a program or two at the school for the kids, but I was still lucky that we had plenty of help. I'm going to a Little League game. I'll be back in an hour. I'm going to a program at school. I'll be back in an hour. So I didn't get to go to all of them, but I was able to do that too, you know. So.
Well, and you were telling me, being a small business owner, that sometimes people go, well, have a good weekend, and you have to think to yourself, well, that's one day, right?
That's Sunday. That was it.
One day.
Although
weekend.
I did take a day off and now and then, but that's how I grew up. Dad worked 6 days a week, and that's what you did in retail.
Yeah. So. I mean, did you get a chance to vacation every now and then?
Oh, sure. I could take a week or two off, mm-hmm. but that's basically, you know, retail's, it's a different career.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess being able to take that time off is having that great staff, like you said,
yes.
Being able to trust
yes.
them to keep things
right.
running
that's
smoothly.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I guess you would call this retirement, right?
Yes, it's obviously a little bittersweet after, mm-hmm. I haven't been there 120 years, obviously, but
I would say you look great.
If I've been there. But, you know, truly the end of an era. I mean, there's nobody alive in the world as old as the Continental, which, yeah. you know, just kind of boggles your mind to think that.
Yeah. Cubs didn't quite make it that long.
That's right.
That was kind of a newcomer.
I was hoping. But
how about the what's your lineup at the store? Are you looking at an end date specifically, or just whenever things
sell out? Business has been very good. Obviously, we could handle more. We've got a great selection yet, especially for, you know, Christmas is going to be here before we know it. So a lot of good sweaters and sports shirts and the outerwear, the whole deal. We're just, the faster we can get it, then the quicker I can retire. So that's open-ended.
Maybe you do have a deadline because you want to be available by April
new grand
yeah,
April.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
that. Tell us about that. That's going to be a pretty exciting time for you and your wife.
I have two new grandchildren on the way, and they're due within 9 days of each other, the middle of April. So myself and my wife are going to be, we'll be able to go, and we're going to go. So it's fun.
Yeah,
grandkids are fun.
And part of that, you have to do some traveling, as one will be in North Carolina. Urbana's not too far away. But,
that's right.
Yeah,
we'll be able to do it. And it'll be a new schedule that's not like I've got to get back to the store because of XYZ. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate
we'll definitely miss it. And, well, like I said, all of us, you know, younger and, you know, just it's, like I said, it's always been there. That's exactly right. Kind of a strange thing. Well, Pat, anything else, anybody else you'd like to thank or you want to mention about the store? And
no, I mean, really, like my wife and family, thanks for all the support.
Mm-hmm. What about your hours from here on out? Going to stay the same? Or
It's starting next week will be 9 to 6, mm-hmm. and then probably 11 to 3 on Sundays yet, too.
Okay.
So hurry on down.
Absolutely. Pat, thank you so much for taking some time. Thanks for all you did in the community here and your family. And, boy, what a great business. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If it's not a great business, it wouldn't have been here for 120 years.
I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.